弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
Greetings to good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
看起来还没有做好。
Seems that we're not quite settled down yet.
我们先看一个地方的圣经好吗
？Let's turn to our Bibles first.
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's first turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
一章十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
提摩太前书一章十五节，其实大家很熟的经文。
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 is something we're quite familiar with.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Verse 15, chapter 1, Timothy. This is a faithful saying that worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
我想借着圣经是可以说明每一个跟随主的人他的自己的一点的经历。
I think this Bible verse can tell and explain the people who follow the Lord, some of their experiences.
今天下午是我这辈子没做过的事情。
This afternoon I'm doing something that I've never done before.
我可以讲道。
I can share a message, a sermon.
我在讲道里头也提到自己一点的小故事。
And in my messages, I can mention some of my story.
但今天下午给我一个多小时，要把我自己的故事告诉人家，这对我来说是一个最大的挑战。
But this afternoon, you give me over an hour's time so that I'm going to tell you all about myself, the story, and this is a great challenge to me.
因为我心里头想，我什么把这个都讲了，我在你们面前就再没有什么秘密了。
Because I'm thinking if I tell you everything about myself, then there's no secret left with me.
有时候保留一些秘密还是好一点的。
Sometimes it's good to keep a little secret.
但是呢，既然弟兄们有这个要求，我就在这里学习，把自己在神面前蒙恩典的故事给弟兄姊妹来分享一点。
But since brother had asked me this, I think I will...share with you some of my story, how I was saved.
所以今天下午不是讲道，没有信息，只是讲我的故事。
So this afternoon, I do not have a prepared sermon for you, but I'm going to tell you my story.
我在主面前祷告的时候，到底我能讲什么呢？
As I was praying, waiting before the Lord, I was waiting to see what the Lord wants me to say.
因为说真的，我是一个很平凡的人。
Truthfully, I'm quite ordinary.
我记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was little.
我常常听到很多弟兄们说他那些惊心动魄的经历。
I often hear brothers share about their dramatic experiences.
有的人他过去什么是个大坏蛋，他也信主了。
And some people will share how they used to be a great a gangster, some a chief sinner of sorts, and how they came to the Lord.
当然我不是大坏蛋，也是小坏蛋，但是差不多吧。
Not a great evil one, but I'm a little one.Some similar.
那我就想我没有什么可以讲的。
I'm thinking there's nothing much to tell.
那但是我想在我身边里头发生了很多事情。
But I was thinking there are a lot of things that happen around me.
我想有些故事你们听过了，那你就忍耐一点再听一次。
And some of you might have heard some of the stories, and please be patient if you have.
如果你没听过的，今天下午你就再听，就听听我讲的。
And if you have never heard, then you'll hear my story this afternoon.
我要讲什么？
What am I going to say?
我愿意先来介绍我的父亲。
I'd like to first introduce my father.
我喜欢讲我父亲的故事。
I'd like to tell my father's
story. 因为你知道，只有我的父亲影响了我这辈子。
Because only my father had great influence on me.
我在座的，我亲爱的弟兄们。
Dear brothers and sisters here, seated here.
只对父亲说。
Oh, dear brothers here.
你要知道，做父亲有很重的责任的。
You know that, you realize that as a Father, you have a great responsibility.
原来我插出去说一句。
Forgive me for going on a tangent.
我最不喜欢那些爸爸说去找你妈妈去。
The phrase that I do not like the most is go look for your mother.
你知道多难得你孩子跑来找你啊。
You know how rare it is that your child would come running to you.
你说走走走走走去找你妈去，那是何等不负责任啊！
And yes, you chase them away to go look for your mom.
我亲爱的弟兄们，
That's quite irresponsible, dear brothers.
我们做父亲的，
As a father,
有做父亲的责任。
You have a responsibility as a father.
我实在的说。
I honestly speaking,
我今天还能够在主面前蒙点恩典。
That today I'm able to receive this grace before the Lord.
我父亲影响我很多。
My father had a great influence upon me.
我讲完我父亲的故事。
After I tell my father's story,
如果还有时间，
if there's still time,
我再告诉你我生命里头一些小故事。
Then I'll tell you some of the little stories in my life.
我的父亲，
my father.
对我来说不是一个普通的人。
For me, he's not a common person.
因为我当然 小孩子不认识嘛，对吗？
Of course, as a child, you don't know much.
我还记得我三岁的时候。
I remember when I was 3 years old.
我现在我还常记得三岁四岁 的情景。
I still remember what happens when I was 3 or 4 years old.
真是年纪大了，其实前两天的事情都忘记了。
Of course, now I'm getting older, I forget things that happened 2 days ago.
那时候我住的地方非常的小。
Well, at that time, we live in a place that's very small.
我就睡在父亲的旁边。
I would sleep next to my father.
然后我就抓住爸爸的手。
I would grab onto his hand.
像和所有小朋友一样。
Just like all the kids.
他说：“爸爸给我讲点故事吧。”
And I'll tell Dad, "Can you tell me a story?"
对孩子来说，爸爸永远是会讲故事的人。
For a child, father is always the one who can tell stories.
但我爸爸自己，他根本没有什么故事啊。
But my dad didn't have much story of himself.
他就把他的经历告诉我。
Yeah, he would tell me his experience.
那从这个点来说，我比我弟弟幸福。
And from this point of view, I am more fortunate than my younger brother.
因为我弟弟后来再叫我爸爸讲，我爸爸一句都不讲了。
Because later on, when my younger brother asked for dad for the story, he would not tell anymore.
为什么不再讲了？我不知道。
I don't know why he wouldn't tell those stories anymore.
我父亲他基本上中学没有念完。
My father basically did not complete his high school.
他在家里头不是老大。
He was not the oldest in his house.
在一个普通的农村里头生长。
He grew up in a rural area in a farming community.
但是在他年轻的时候，
When he was very young,
刚好日本人打中国。
And it was the time when Japanese came to invade China.
那个时候在中国所有的年轻人都有一个的理想。
At that time, all the young people in China had this ideal.
要为国摆上自己。
They want to give themselves up for the country.
所以我爸爸很自然的。
So naturally for my father.
他跟我说还不到20岁，十几岁。
He said when before he was 20, he was in his teens.
他就去从军了。
And he joined the military.
然后他还受了军训，但是他没有资格到最好的学校，皇后军校，他进不去。
He had some training in the military. Now he did not get into the best military school.
他在这里受了训练。
But he got some training.
然后他就到前线上打仗去。
And he fought the war at the front line.
他跟我说。
He told me.
他到底怎么去挣扎，怎么去打呢？我还搞不清，记得不清楚了。
He said, "I cannot remember all the details how we would fight or struggle."
他只告诉我他一直往上爬。
But he told me that he would keep getting promoted.
如果我们中国人你就要知道。
As a Chinese person, you would know.
你在军队里头一直往上爬其实不简单了。
If you want to climb up the steps in the military ranking, it's not so easy.
我现在年纪大一点，我才懂得我爸爸政治手段还是蛮高明的。
Now that I'm older, I recognize how my father was had some political powers skills that he was able to climb up the ranking.
到他老的时候，我还他身上还学了一点。
When he got older, I learned something else from him.
他一直往上爬，到最后他告诉我说他是军官了。
And so when he was promoted, he got to become an officer.
他在国民党里头当个高官。
And he was a high-ranking officer in 国民党Nationalist Party.
他跟我说。
And he told me.
那个时候他是吉林省的副省长。
At that time, he was the vice chairman of the province.
那时候东北有九省的银行，他当行长。
At that time, in the northeastern area, there are nine provinces. He is the chief banker in that area.
你想这么的一个人
，such a person，
骄傲吗
Would he be prideful?
当然骄傲。
Of course.
他认为天下没有什么事情他搞不定的。
He thought there's nothing that he cannot resolve under the heavens.
那个我还记得，我他小的时候，我们吃饭要去订桌子，他说那时候我哪需要订桌子的
？I remember when I was younger, when we had to go out to restaurants and people say you may make reservation. He said, oh, no need for that.
他跟我说他有两个保镖在他身旁。
He told me that he had two bodyguards next to him.
他要到哪个餐厅吃饭
？Wherever, whichever restaurants.
他说我要到这家去。
He said, I want to go to this one.
他保镖就进去，所有人都得走。
And his bodyguard enters into a restaurant, everybody leaves.
管你是谁啊?
No matter who it might be.
清场。
They'll clear the space.
军长来吃饭。
Because the officer is here to eat.
每一餐都是吃最好的。
And every meal he would have the best.
拿喝最好的。
And he'll drink the best.
还有。
And.
每天晚上房间就有女人。
And every night in his room, there are women.
你不需要想的。
You don't even need to think about it.
什么都准备好。
Everything's prepared for him.
他骑了一匹马，他跟我说，就走在马路上很得意啊。
And he told me he would ride on a horse and then walk on the streets and quite a scene.
这是我的父亲。
Actually, this is my father.
有些小故事啊，在这里就不能讲了。
And there are some little stories I shouldn't share here.
他跟我说他的保镖有多厉害。
He told me how great are his were his bodyguards.
怎么保护他
？How they protected him.
他骑着他拿匹战马，怎么去打仗？那战马怎么战死？这些故事讲好多。
And he would tell me many stories how he would ride on a horse and go in the war and the horse would die and all these stories.
从我小的时候，爸爸就是英雄。
And so since I was young, my father was a hero.
他跟我说，那个时候他的钱根本就不知道从哪里来的。
And he told me at that time he doesn't know where the money comes from.
很多钱。
He had a lot.
他聪明啊。
He's smart.
他说我拿了钱以后呢，我要去买戏院。
He said I would take the money and I would buy a theater.
他说人啊最喜欢看电影了，看戏了。
People like to be entertained. They like to go to the movies.
所以他买了戏院。
So he bought the movie theater.
在中国很多地方买了，反正他去哪个地方他买了戏院。
So wherever he go, all over China, he would buy up these movie theaters.
然后买公车站。
And he would buy up this public transportation the stations.
他说每个人都要坐车。
He said everybody need transportation.
然后他说种田啊，经济效益不高。
He said farming is not too profitable.
不是 farming， 他要不要种那些米呀、啊、那些不种。
Do not go and farm the rice.
他要种香烟。
Oh, he would farm for tobacco.
因为整个中国人都抽烟。
Because a lot of people in China smokes.
他说我爸说人可以不吃饭但不能不抽烟、啊、
He said people can stop eating, they can't stop smoking.
聪明啊。
He's smart.
我爸爸当然抽烟了。
Of course, my dad also smoked.
他当然喝酒了。
And he also drank alcohol.
他就是过了最腐败的生活。
He was living a corrupt life.
那个时候在中国他把他年轻的力量都摆上去。
And so in China, he offered his strength of youth.
但是你知道好景不长哈。
And you know these good things don't last very long.
因为打败日本以后，国民党就败给谁啊
？And you know after the National Party they defeated Japan, who they lost to?
他就败给共产党了。
And they lost to the Communist Party.
然后他以前是军官。官越高怎么样越糟糕
Of course in the past he was a high ranking officer Of course the higher you are the worse it became
如果你是个普通的小兵没问题啊
If you're just a low ranking soldier that's no problem for you
但是你是高官的问题好大
Yet if you're a high ranking official then you have a problem with it
那时候他就逃命
And then he ran for his life
那时候国民党预备说我们要撤退到台湾去
At that time KMT said they were going to retreat to Taiwan
就问我爸说
So I asked my father,
你要不要去
Are you going?
但我爸爸很奇怪他有个观念
And so my dad strangely had this idea
这个观念我到今天还不知道对还是不对
Today still I don't know whether this idea was correct or not
他说那个时候他说40岁以前我为国家40岁以后为家庭
He said before you're 4 years old you should live for your country but after 4 years old you should live for your family
那时候40岁了
So he was 40 years old then
他就说我不去台湾
He said I'm not going to Taiwan
那幸好他没去台湾不然就没有我了
Fortunately he didn't go to Taiwan otherwise I would not exist
拿去台湾，后来我才知道在台湾他那些跟他在一起的人有多威风。
And so later I find out those people who were working with him before they went to Taiwan and how great they became.
我还记得我快要进大学的时候，爸爸跟我说陪他到台湾走一趟。
I remember when I was about to enter college, my father asked me to go with him to visit Taiwan.
他过去那些所谓同袍啊，就很欢喜的他来了。
And so his past colleagues were happy to see him.
开个车来接他。
And they drove his car to pick him up.
然后我坐在车上。
I was sitting in the car.
哎呦，这个车到哪里去都是敬礼。
And wherever this car would go, people would salute them.
就这样一直过去。
And that was what happened all the way.
哎呀，我坐在车上，我说，哎呀，这好威风啊。
And I felt this is great, Ansharas, that I'm sitting here.
这是我爸爸的过去。
And this is a pass for my father.
他逃命啊。
He ran for his life.
他告诉我说，路上他一直都看到捉拿，我不要说我爸爸的名字了，捉拿他的那个单子就在路上。
When he was running, all the way he would see these flyers saying that he was the wanted one with his name on it.
他从北一直往南走。
He would run from northern part of China to the south.
从东北一直跑回去，他以为跑到自己老家广东就没事了。
And he thought if he returned to the southern part to Guangdong, then he'll be safe.
没想到回到家里头，到处都是贴满了要捉拿他。
When he went back to his home province, all the flyers were up that he was the wanted person.
那时候他的部下跟他说，中国不能留了，你只能到香港去。
So people who were working for him told him that you cannot stay in China anymore, you should go to Hong Kong.
那时候不能走路啊，他就爬山啊，一直爬。
At that time they could not just walk through it, he had to climb through the mountains.
他告诉我说他在山里头迷路了。
And he told me that he got lost in the mountains.
后来找到个农夫。
And then later on he encountered a farmer.
就问农夫说，我怎么从这个山爬出去。
And he asked for a way out.
那这个农夫就带他走。
So this farmer let him out.
他走得出去以后，他的部下说，
When he was out, his followers told him,
长官，这人一定要杀。
And told him that we have to kill this person.
你不杀他，我们就没命。
If you don't kill this guy for us, then we'll lose our life.
我其实我小孩子根本想不明白的事情。
This is something that as a child I could not understand.
但我爸没有杀他。
But my father did not kill him.
只要他答应不讲话，但是大概这个也没用了。
As long as he promised that he won't tell anybody, of course that probably was useless.
然后我爸爸就爬山爬到爬下去。
So my father climbed through the mountains and went down.
那个时候
At that time,
他一定要坐船才能到香港去，没路走了。
He must take a boat in order to get to Hong Kong.
那他说还好。
He said, fortunately,
他藏了一个金条啊，在他裤子的上头。
He had hidden or carried with him a bar of gold with him.
那个时候钱不重要，他藏了一个金条。
At that time, money was not important, but he had some gold with him.
所以啊，我爸爸在我出去读书的时候。
So my father, when I was out for studying,
他特带我到一个卖金子的地方。
He specially took me to a store who would sell gold.
给我打了一条金链子。
He would order a gold chain for me, golden chain.
然后找一块最好的玉。
And look for the best piece of jade.
然后绑在我胸前。
And that I would carry this chain.
他跟我说，孩子啊。
And he told me, child,
万一你在国外没钱买飞机票回来，你就把这个卖了。
In case when you're overseas, you have no money to buy a plane ticket back, you can sell this.
你就知道我爸对我的心是怎么样。
And you can see the heart of my father towards me.
现在你看我没有挂一块玉在胸前吗？
You see, I'm not.
我都放，我把它放好了，但是我不会再挂它了。
I still have the jade. I keep it in a safe place. I no longer carry it or wear it.
所以我刚出去读书的时候，胸前就挂了一个金链子，挂了一块玉。
So when I first,
就是我出去读书的时候的样子。
That's how I looked when I first went out to study. I would wear this chain with a jade in front of my in the front.
我爸爸买了一条船。
So my father bought a boat.
带了几个部下，只剩下几个部下了。
And he had a few followers, workers for him.
然后就坐船出去。
Only a few, and he would sail the boat out.
他说出去过了不久。
And not long after they set out.
起了大风浪。
There was a great wind and wave.
这个小船啊破了。
And this small boat was started to leak.
这个船舱里头水都灌进来了。
And so the water would start coming into the boat.
那时候我爸爸就说一句话。
So at that time my father said this.
他说你们所有的部下你去求你们的老天爷来救我们。
He told his people who worked under him and said, all of you, look, pray for you, whoever you worship, pray for your gods.
他当然不认识主那个时候。
At that time he doesn't know God.
所以他说你要求老天爷。
He said, pray to the God in heaven.
他自己说我就跪在板上甲板上我就求老天爷你救我一命你救我一命。
So he was kneeling on the boat and then on the deck, then he said, he asked for God, whoever's in heaven, save me.
在那个时候太危急了。
That was a very urgent moment.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
其实破船居然给他带到快到香港的境内。
And this broken boat actually carried them to within the realm of Hong Kong.
他说快到香港了。
When they're about to reach Hong Kong.
他做什么事情？
What did he do?
赶快把手上的手枪啊，把它丢了。
He would throw away the gun that he had.
他不能把枪带进去，他知道有危险，他都丢掉。
He knew that guns was dangerous, would not carry it, so he threw that away.
那水上警察啊，就发觉一个破船就过来，把他们都抓来了。
And so the police on the sea would come and see what's going on with this broken boat.
我爸爸说,
My father said,
警察一抓进去就给他打了一顿,打他一顿。
The police came for them and the first thing they did was they beat them up.
他说过几阵子在这边海面上有很多这个水贼,肯定是你们这帮人干的。
And the police were saying there are a lot of... pirates around this area. It must be you who were a part of this.
你有话可以讲吗?
Is there anything that they can explain for themselves?
没话讲啊。
They were wordless.
那就打了一顿。
And so were beaten up.
那把他放走。
And then they were let go.
你看一个人从高点到了低潮。
You see how this one person go from a high place come to the lowest point.
他告诉我说那个时候身上有五块钱。
He told me at that time on him he had $5.
他旁边有两个的部下。
He had two people working under him.
他每人给一块。
He gave $1 to each.
剩下三块。
So he had $3 left for himself.
他说那个时候头发又长，胡子又长，去理个发又花了一块。
His hair was really long, his beard was getting long, so he went to the barber and he spent $1 there.
剩下两块钱。
So he had $2 left.
他是两块钱在香港开始他的生活。
So he started his life in Hong Kong with $2.
他很多精彩的故事啊，在这里跟信主无关，我就不说了。
He had a lot of stories and drama, and that's nothing to do with coming to know the Lord. So I will not tell them anymore.
有机会慢慢告诉你，他很多很精彩的故事。
I would tell you if I have the opportunity in the future, but he had a lot of stories.
他那个时候，他唯一能够维持他生活的。
At that time, the only thing that can help him make a living.
他说，他本来去学了怎么这个那个时候香港说那个技艺啊，车衣服啊。
At that time in Hong Kong, there's a lot of clothing in industry, manufacturing of clothing.
他学会了。
Textile industry. So he learned the skills.
他说我总要学一门手艺嘛。
He said, I need to learn some skills. So tech.
结果他搞了大概一大堆的衬衣啊，搞了几个几打，都是几十件。
And so he got a few dozens of these shirts.
结果那个老板倒闭了。
And then the boss there went out of business.
他绝路了。
And so he came to end of his ropes.
他当然没有那个衣车那个 sewing machine 没有，他是租回来的。
He did not even own a sewing machine. He rented one.
连租金都付不出来。
He wasn't able to pay the rent for that machine.
绝路了。
He was coming to the end.
然后来碰到一个他过去在部队里认识的人。
And so he ran into somebody he knew in the military before.
他这个人说，我现在在一个卖面的厂里头打工。
And he told him he works in a factory that makes noodles.
好吧，我跟老板说，早上你来借点面回去。
And so maybe I can tell my boss that if you come in the morning, you can borrow some flour or noodles.
然后你去市场去卖。
And you go to the market and sell these noodles.
然后晚上回来，你就还一点钱，你就赚一点点零头。
And in the evening, you come back and pay the money, and then you can make a little profit there.
刚好我妈妈喜欢吃面。
And my mom was actually a great lover of noodles.
然后每天都去买一把面。
And so every day she would go and buy some noodles.
哎呀，买呀买呀，结果呢，就变成我的妈妈了。
So she would go to the market and buy noodles every day, and so later on she became my mom.
那时候我父亲，你看，这是一个小小的小贩，在这里只干这个活。
So at that time, my father was just a small street hawker, and this is the job that he had at that time.
他告诉我
，He told me，
生活非常难。
Making a living was hard.
有一天，他走在马路上。
One day he was walking on the street.
他突然间听到一个房子里头有人唱歌。
And suddenly he heard that some singing coming from a house.
这些歌说空空空。
And this this song is singing about in vain or emptiness or in vain, vanity and vanity.
他说这个歌有意思啊。
He said, "This is interesting."
这个说父母空，妻子空，财产空。一切都是空。
And the song is about vanity. Everything is in vain. Your parents, your properties, and your wife, and everything is empty.
这个突然间打到他的心里头去。
The song actually went into his heart.
真的是空啊。
Everything is in vain.
什么都空啊。
It's vanity and vanity.
过去是怎么样的辉煌。
How great and prosperous it was in the past.
现在真是虎落平阳啊。
And now he's in the lower state.
然后在这里他感觉一切都空。
And now everything is in vain.
那个时候聚会呢很喜欢在外头拉人的，现在北美不会有了，香港会也是会有。
In Hong Kong at that time, a lot of times when Christians gather together, they have some brothers and sisters on the street to try and invite people in.
其实不是 invite， 这是啊，你进来，你进来就拉进去。
Not invite politely, they drag people into the door of the church.
然后我父亲呢就在门口稍微犹豫一点，那就给他拉进去了。
My father just hesitated at that door, so he was dragged inside to the meeting place.
他说他坐在哪里听。
He said he was sitting there and listened.
他里头很受感动。
And he was very touched inside.
弟兄姊妹，如果他当军长的时候，人家传福音给他。
Brothers and sisters,
肯定没希望。
When he was a high-ranking officer, if people share gospel with him, he probably would not have listened.
但是不一样，那时候他真的知道在地上一切都是虚空的。
This is a different time now. He knows everything is vanity, is in vain on earth.
所以他就接受了福音。
So he accepted the gospel.
但是你知道人生有很多起起伏伏的。
And you know there are many ups and downs in life.
不是男士接受了就以后就是好好信主了，还是没有。
And he, even though he accepted, or he did not be, just became a Christian smoothly.
他跟我做一个见证。
He testified to me.
他说：“孩子啊，你知道为什么我会信主呢？”
He said, "Child, do you know why I believe in the Lord?"
他那个时候我在市场卖这个面。
He said, "At that time, I was selling noodles in the market."
如果你到过香港市场
，If you had ever been to a market in Hong Kong,
那是又脏又乱的地方。
It's a very dirty, filthy place.
他说那个时候到一定时间，有个老弟兄就来看他。
He said, at that time, every day at a set time, there's an older brother who would come and visit him.
你知道我们中国人对那些有学问的人特别尊敬。
And you know, us Chinese are very respectful towards those who are highly educated.
尤其我父亲中学都没有毕业。
Especially my father, he did not graduate from high school.
他看见这个老人家，他学问很好。
And he saw this elderly brother, and he was very highly educated.
然后还穿着一个长衫，那个时候不是穿我们这个西服的，穿个长衫到。市场来找他。
He was dressed in this Chinese long gown, and he came to the open air market to look for him.
他来看他，他里头已经很感动。
When he came to visit him, my father was very touched.
他说：“这位老弟兄每次来。”
He said, "This elderly brother every time he came."
不管地上什么情形。
No matter what the ground was like.
他就跪在那里为我父亲祷告。
He would kneel there to pray for my father.
我们男人说：“男儿思下有什么黄金。”
There's this Chinese saying that for guys, that they're gold underneath their knees.
对我父亲来说，跪下来是不得了的事情。
That means
他跪过谁啊？
Kneeling is something very rare and it hardly ever happened.
他发现这个有学问的人。
This highly educated person.
为了把福音传给他。
In order to share with him this gospel.
居然跪在这个市场上。
That he would kneel in this marketplace.
为他祷告。
To pray for him.
他感动。
He was touched.
他接受主了。
He accepted the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
我常这样想，今天我福音不强啊，是不是没有讲到老弟兄
Oftentimes, I think today the gospel is not strong. It's not like this older brother.
没有一个人不顾脸面的将为了主不顾一切的摆上，没有看不见。
We don't see a person just like that only brother that we don't care for our face. We would give everything for the sake of the gospel.
如果不是一个老弟兄，我的父亲可能没有信主。
If it wasn't for this elderly brother, maybe my father would not believe in the Lord.
感谢主，我父亲信主了。
I thank the Lord, my father believed in the Lord.
他信主的时候是我出生后，我一岁的时候他信主的，所以他信主的过程我不知道。
And I was 1 year old when he accepted the Lord, so I didn't quite know the process.
但是我在这个家一直长大，我有很多的感觉。
But as I grew up in this family, I had a lot of feelings.
对我父亲，对我来说
，My father, for me,
他给我几个功课很重要的。
He taught me a few very important lessons.
第一个
First lesson.
我还记得小的时候他带我到主日学。
I remember when I was young, he would take me to Sunday school.
那时候家里没什么钱。
At that time, we don't have much money at home.
每次他把我带去的时候
Each time when he bring me there,
他总给我一个铜板。
He would give me a coin.
他说孩子你记得要奉献。
He said, child, remember to give your offering.
那个时候我感谢主我也没有把那个铜板拿去买糖果吃没有。
At that time, I thank the Lord, I didn't use the coin to buy candies.
我也没有把它藏在口袋里头。
I did not hide it in my own pocket.
我还记得每次我去的时候就接个铜板就要丢在奉献上。
I remember when I go there every time, I would put this coin in the offering box.
我记得我小时候读书有的时候学费都没钱交啊。
I remember when I was going to school, sometimes I didn't have enough to pay my tuition.
老师说郭丽强你为什么还没交学费
So a teacher would call me by my name and ask me why didn't I pay the tuition.
我当然不是我的责任啊回去就跟爸爸说爸爸我没交学费啊。
Of course, it's not my responsibility. I go home and tell my father, so we didn't pay tuition.
你知道那个时候一点都不丰富。
You know, at that time, things were not so abundant.
哎呀那些苦日子啊在香港待过年你就知道真有意思啊。
And those were hard times in Hong Kong.
我们中国人喜欢喝那些糖水有没有这是这个甜汤啊。
And the Chinese, especially the Cantonese, they like to eat these sweet soup for dessert.
我保证你们没有喝过的。
I guarantee you've never had this.
我妈妈去店里头买面包皮不能买面包哦面包皮。
My mom would go to the bakery and buy the crust of the bread.
然后把它切成小块。
She would cut them into little pieces.
然后放在这个糖水里头泡那都是我们宵夜吃的糖水了。
And she would put it in the sweet soup and soak it and that's our dessert, our sweet soup.
我自己去买东西不是买饼干我是买饼干碎。
When I go to the store to get some snacks, I will not go for the biscuits or cookies. I will go for the crumbs. I buy the crumbs.
其实我小时候不过很快乐就是了虽然是过节过日子。
That's my childhood, even though I was happy.
我父亲每一个星期天给我一块钱。
So every Sunday, my father would give me a dollar.
孩子奉献。
And he told me, child, go and give your offering.
弟兄姊妹，这影响我一生。
Brothers and sisters, this will influence my whole life.
到今天。
Until today.
我还是学这个功课。
I still learn this lesson.
不管你是怎么样。
No matter what.
这是神的东西。
It is God's thing.
我小的时候，当然我不明白。
Of course, when I was younger, I did not understand.
但父亲教懂我这一个。
Yet my father taught me this.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
你要教会你的孩子这个事情
You need to teach your children to know this.
应该从小就过这个最蒙福的生活
Ever since they're young to live this life that's most blessed.
能够把神的事情放手交给神
And so to give back to God what belongs to God.
我从来不是一个乖孩子
I was never a good kid.
我现在我懂了
Now I understand.
我那个年代没有。
At that time, there's no such thing.
我基本上可以肯定我自己是那个多动症的孩子，所谓 ADD.
I can almost certain, be certain that I had ADHD.
我基本上我根本不能坐下来的。
Basically, I cannot sit still.
那后来我自己在外头读书，我才晓得。
So later, when I go out to study, and then I realized.
我念大学的时候，一直要开着收音机，我才能读书的。
When I was studying college, I have to keep the radio going in order to study.
我要吵，我才能够专心。
I can focus only when it's really noisy.
那是我年轻的时候。
That's when I was younger.
那时候当然了，你像一个孩子，怎么能够读书读得好？
Of course, at that time, as a child, how can you study well?
我的成绩每一次都是越费那个哪一条。满江红
my report would be really bad. It's all in red, bad grades.
只有一个是蓝色的，就是体育。
There's only one subject that's in blue, that's PE.
其他以外都是红的一片。
Every other subject is all red.
每次红的成绩单拿回来，一顿棍子免不了。
Every time I come home with this report all in red and I get beaten up.
我爸爸打人可凶了。
My dad would actually give a good caning.
他打人，看到什么拿起来就打。
He will pick up whatever is next to him convenient and he will hit me with it.
反正手上有什么他就拿起来就打。
Whatever he has in his hand, he would use that.
有次什么都没有。
One time he couldn't find anything.
他把皮带拔出来。
And he used his belt.
噼啪就打。
And he would strike me.
我从小我是说了三天一小宴五天一大宴。
So when I grew up, it's a little beating every 3 days and a big one every 5 days.
我妈妈也打。
And my mom too.
所以我真的一点都没闲着。
And so I was never bored.
爸爸打完妈妈又来。
And after the dad's turn is the mom's turn.
因为你知道生活不好啊，心情一定很差的。
As when it's hard, harsh living, then you're not in a good mood.
我们知道现在你知道当你是生活有方方面压力的时候这个孩子又不乖，那当然是拿这个孩子来打呗。
Now we know that now if you're really stressed and under high pressure, then the kid is mischievous, then they get beaten up.
所以那时候我家里是军阀统治的。
So at that time, in my household, that my we are under military governing.
我告诉你个事情，大概你们家不会有，你也没有想象到会有。
I will tell you something that you would not, you would never, it would never happen to you, or you would never imagine.
你知道我爸打我，不是他出来打，不是走过来打你的。
You know when my father was going to beat me up, he would not come to me.
他坐在里头。
He would sit inside.
你进来。
And he would tell me to come in.
你进来给他打。
You would go into him to get beaten up.
被他一啪打完。
After he beat you up.
你要退后离开。
And you need to back out the door.
你不能转身啊。
You should not turn your back.
你转身抓回来又来一顿啊。
Because if you turn back, then he will grab onto you and do it again.
你要退后的退到门口，你才能转身。
You need to back out slowly to the door, and then you can turn around.
这是我的童年。
And this is my childhood.
但其实我也够厉害了，我跟我爸爸斗智几十年了，我们斗来斗去。
And so I had this game with my dad for decades.
我永远不会忘记。
And I will never forget.
有一天学校派成绩单了。
So one day the school was distributing reports.
我一看这下完了。
And I looked at it and I thought, well, this is the end for me.
最糟糕是什么？
What is the worst?
老师说叫你父亲来见我。
The teacher said you have to ask your father to come to see me.
如果只拿成绩单回去呢，我骂我爸爸的签名就过关了。
And if I was only going to get a signature with the report, then I could just forge the signature.
我学我爸爸签名很像的。
And I'm really good at the forging.
你只有学几招过日子，对不对？
You have to learn some skills to survive.
但是这次不行啊，这次要爸爸去见，来找个人来呢，那这个爸爸就要去了。
But this time I cannot escape because the teacher asked for my dad to go to the school to see the teacher.
看到老师。
So when we saw the teacher,
我站在那里，我两个腿就抖了。
My legs were shaking.
因为老师一句好话都没有。
Because the teacher had nothing good to say about me.
这简单说，这郭定强没救。
And simply put, there's no hope for Timothy.
我回到家里，我准备好了，这顿棍子没法逃了。
When I went home, I thought there's no way I can escape more beatings.
但是奇怪。
But amazingly,
那天我爸爸没有拿棍子。
That day, my father did not use his cane or staff.
他拿叫我到房间里头。
He told me to go into the room.
他把两个枕头丢在地上。
He threw two pillows on the ground.
跪下。
Kneel down.
然后跪下来。
So I knelt.
他也跪下来。
He also knelt down.
他祷告。
He prayed.
他说：“主啊，我不知道怎么教这孩子。
”He said, "Lord, I don't know how to teach this kid."
然后他就哭了。
And then he cried.
弟兄姊妹，这难比我打我还难过，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is worse than the beatings.
我父亲哭了。
My father cried.
那时候我就立定心志。
At that time, I made up my mind.
我不能让他父亲再哭。
I should not let him cry again.
我父亲那天没有打我，但比打我更厉害。
That day, my father did not beat me up, but he did something even worse.
我父亲跟主祷告说，我不会教这个孩子。
My father prayed to the Lord and said, I don't know how to teach this child.
主啊，你教他。
Lord, you teach him.
感谢主，大概主听了他的祷告。
Thank the Lord, the Lord have heard his prayer.
主在我生命里头可以做很多的工作。
The Lord is starting to work in me.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我父亲还有个好处。
There is some other good thing about my father.
不管我成绩多糟糕
，No matter how bad my report was，
不管我怎么的皮
，No matter how mischievous I was，
他可以不准我去很多地方。
He can stop me from a lot of going to a lot of places.
但是如果我去参加教会的聚会
，But if I was going to a meeting at church，
他一定给我去。
He will always let me go.
他从来不会把去教会聚会看作一个刑罚。
He would never use this as a punishment for me for going stop me from going to church or going to church.
只要我跟爸爸说今天我要去聚会。
As long as I tell him, Father, I need to go to church for a meeting.
他一定让我去。
He will for sure let me go.
不管我那天有多顽皮。
No matter how badly behaved I was that day.
不管我那天成绩有多糟糕。
No matter how bad my report was that day.
只要我愿意到神的面前。
As long as I'm willing to go before God.
他就给我去。
He will let me go.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道这对我有多大的影响。
You know how greatly this has influenced me.
我真知道我父亲对我的心。
I truly know my father's heart towards me.
那么多年，我父亲过去快二十年了。
So many years, my father had passed for over 20 years.
我告诉你，我基本上每两周，我做梦一定看见他。
Basically, almost every 2 weeks, I would dream about him.
每次做梦看见他，就被他骂。
Every time in my dream, that he will tell me off.
你说：“哎呀，郭立松，你已经过了六十岁的人了。”是啊，但是我还每次做梦看见他，就是给他骂我。
Yeah, you may say, Brother Timothy, that you're past 60. Why are you still dreaming about being scolded by your father? But I still do.
大概因为我喜欢给他骂。
Maybe it's because I like to be scolded by him.
弟兄姊妹，别笑，真的。
Don't laugh, brothers and sisters. It's true.
现在有人真的狠狠把你骂一顿，对你有益啊。
And now somebody reprimand you for a good telling off, and it's good for you.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我感谢神。
I thank God.
他把这样的父亲给我。
He has given me such a father.
他这样一直带着我走这段的路。
He has led me through this way.
他当然不是一个会讲道的人。
Of course, he's not a preacher.
但是他的生活给我有很多的提醒。
But his life, his daily living, had given me many reminders.
当我懂事之后。
When I started to grow up.
我没有看见我爸爸抽烟。
I've never seen him smoke.
难道他不会抽烟吗？
Would he not smoke?
他连种田都要种烟草的。
And even when he was choosing some crop to farm, he would pick tobacco.
他还给我介绍说有什么叫干的、寒的烟、水的烟，他有很多各种不类的烟。
He would even tell me about all different kinds of tobacco and different kinds of the crops.
我有没有看见他喝酒
？I've never seen him drink.
你知道每年我们中国人讲规矩。
And you know, every year as Chinese, we have these customs.
每年大年初一。
Every year during Chinese New Year.
他的部下就来给他拜年。
On the first day of the New Year day, the people who work under him would come to greet him and send greetings.
那当然那时候不是他的部下了，但是咱们中国人过去是部下，好像一辈子都是部下的，是不是？
These people who worked under him before, they seem to be forever there. His workers, even though they were not in reality, but they will always come visit.
我知道的，每年大年初一，这几个人就来了。
I know that every year on New Year's Day they would come visit.
为什么他一来呢？他就一直抽着香烟。这些人。
And you know these people would come and they would be smoking.
然后呢，整个地啊都是那些灰啊，以后我都忙的我要扫。
And the ashes would go on the floor and I would have to sweep them up afterwards.
然后我爸爸还准备了酒。
And my father would prepare the alcohol for them.
啊，每次来都要喝那些酒。
And every time they come, they would drink the alcohol.
但是每个大年初一，他一定来给我父亲拜年。
And every New Year's Day, they would come and pay their respect to my father.
然后呢，我爸爸一定留他在这里吃饭。
And my father would ask them to stay for dinner.
那他们当然留下来，对不对？长
官嘛。
Because it's their higher ranking officer.
每年吃饭的时候
And every year during meal time,
我爸爸一定说
My father will for sure say,
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
长官说祷告，你祷告不祷告？
Well, if your boss say that, pray, then would you pray?
当然了，他们就装作祷告嘛。
Of course, they pretend they're praying.
祷告完了
，After the prayer,
可以开动了吗
？Can we start?
没有。
No, you don't.
我爸爸在这里传福音。
Well, my dad will start sharing the gospel.
哎呀，人生短啊，你要信耶稣啊，就讲了。
And they will start with life is short that you need to believe in Jesus.
你知道吗？长官讲话，部下不能吃的。
And you know, while your higher ranking officers talking, you cannot eat.
他们就乖乖地坐在这里听。
They will sit still and listen.
那菜都冷了。
And of course, the dishes all go cold.
然后我老爸一讲就45分钟。
And once my father started, it takes 45 minutes.
动也不动，他们坐在那里被训、受训。
And nobody can move, nobody can eat, they will just listen.
我们小孩能吃吗？谁敢吃啊？
As children, we can't eat either. Nobody dare.
我尝了苦头不少，我老爸筷子真就打下来了。
And I suffered a lot for this. My father would use his chopsticks to hit me.
我打了好多遍了。
And many times.
反正你讲错一句话，他筷子转过来就打了。
And if you say the wrong thing, he will use the chopsticks to come and hit you.
我小时候不夹前面的菜。在前面的菜又打。
And if I was not go reaching for the dish in front of me, but over the one that's further apart, then I get hit.
哎呀，从小给打，所以我敢吃饭吗？不敢吃饭。
So do I dare to eat? I dare not.
还有。
And more.
他一直讲，一直讲，讲不停。
And he will keep talking and talking and will not stop.
还是我妈妈勇敢。
And then my mom is the brave one.
别说了，别说了，先吃饭。
Stop talking. Stop talking. Let's eat.
妈妈讲话了，当然可以吃了。
Of course, when my mom speaks, and then we can start eating.
吃完饭。
After the meal.
跟我去聚会。
Let's go together to the church the meeting.
哎呀，我看这些人怎么可能得救啊
？And I looked at these people and said, how can they be saved?
又抽烟又喝酒，满嘴都是脏话。
And they smoke and they drink and they cuss.
但是我知道学到一个事情。
And yet I know I learned something.
我父亲信主信得实实在在的。
That my father believed in the Lord in a very solid way.
不管在哪个地方
No matter where he would be.
他吃饭以前要感谢主
He always say grace before the
meal. 不管在座的是谁
No matter who he's eating with.
他一定要祷告
He will pray.
我爸爸一直把福音传给他们
My father kept preaching the gospel to them.
我要告诉你
Let me tell you.
到最后两个部下都信主了
Finally, these two people finally came to the Lord.
到底信得有多牢靠，我不知道。
I don't know how well or solidly they believed. I don't know.
就是我爸爸的果子。
But these are the fruits of my father.
弟兄姊妹，这是我的父亲。
Brothers and sisters, this is my father.
我要再说。
Let me say again.
我不会忘记到他年老的时候。
I will not forget when he got older.
他住在洛杉矶。
He lived in Los Angeles.
他身体越来越差。
And his health grew weaker.
他的思维有时候搞乱了。
His thoughts were confused sometimes.
他坐在轮椅上。
He would sit in a wheelchair.
有时候跟我弟弟说。
Sometimes would tell my younger brother.
你把我推到尼敦道去。
Would you carry me to Nathan Road?
我弟说现在在美国啊，爸爸。
And so he would tell my father that we're in the United States.
他就骂我弟弟，你怎么会骗我？尼敦道不是在外头吗
？And he would tell my brother off. He said, "Isn't that Nathan Road? How can we be in the United States?"
那个时候，他身体越来越糟糕。
At that time, his health was deteriorating.
他坐在轮椅上。
And he sat on a wheelchair.
有时候睡着了。
Sometimes he would fall asleep.
有的时候他醒过来。
Sometimes he would wake up.
他醒过来就唱一首歌。
When he wake up, he would sing a hymn.
永远举起耶稣赞美主不息，就唱这个歌。
And he would sing the song.
当他醒过来的，在他脑子里头就是这个歌。
And when he wake up, that's the hymn that is on his brain. It's forever lifting up Jesus, and you will praise forever.
他就坐在轮椅上就唱这个歌。
He would sit on the wheelchair and sing this hymn.
在他里头当然很多东西他不记得了。
There are a lot of things that he doesn't remember.
但是他记得。
Yet he remembers.
永远举起耶稣。
Forever lift up Jesus.
赞美主不歇。
And you never stop praising Jesus.
到他晚最晚年的时候
，towards his final days，
我去看他
，I visited him。
他坐在轮椅上
，he was on a wheelchair。
我在他旁边
，I sat next to him。
他抓住我的手
，he grabbed onto my hand。
他跟我说一句，我这辈子不能忘记。
He told me something that I will never forget。
他说：“孩子啊
，he said child，
原谅我
，forgive me。
我不知道怎么做父亲。
I don't know how to be a father。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters。
他居然向他儿子求原谅。
He sought forgiveness from his son。
他有什么需要我原谅的
？What would he seek forgiveness for？
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters。
你只能有一个的理由。
You can only have one reason。
生命。
Life。
就是生命在他里面。
This life is in him.
你要我爸爸起来讲一堂道，他没有这个可能。
If you ask my father to stand up and preach a sermon, that's not possible.
后来我好像自己厉害了一点，我想爸爸你讲什么道啊？人家怎么听得明白啊？
And as later I became better, and I said, Father, how can you share this message? Nobody would understand.
哪有人这样传福音的？是没有条理的，这东边讲一句，西边讲一句。
The way you're sharing the gospel, nobody else will understand. You're just saying, go from here and there and jumping all over the place.
但是弟兄姊妹
Yet brothers and sisters.
不是。
That's not the way.
不是的。
That's not the case.
这是生命。
This is life.
我父亲很特别。
My father was very special.
他每一个聚会他必定要去。
Every meeting he would attend.
这给我很大的影响。
This influenced me greatly.
你知道那个时候生活不好。
You know that time, it's hard, it's tough, times are tough.
你去多打一份工就多一点的收入。
If you can get another job, you can get another income.
但是该去聚会的时候他从来没有落下一次。
But whenever there's meeting at church, he would never miss it.
我想我只能讲到这里。
I think I can only talk about this so much.
我还讲给我生命里头更多的影响是什么。
I want to tell you what influenced my life even more.
在我生命里头，主给我周围有很多的弟兄。
In my life, the Lord has given me a lot of brothers.
我在上主的学的时候，从来不是个乖孩子。
When I was going to Sunday school, I was never a good child.
所有主的学老师看见我就头痛。
All my Sunday school teachers saw me and they get a headache.
但是在我生命里头，有一些弟兄姊妹是影响了我一生的。
But in my life, there are some brothers and sisters who had influenced me all my life.
有个弟兄。
There was a brother.
那个时候我看他，那时候我是小孩嘛，是吧
？At that time, I was a child.
所以我感觉他年纪已经很大了。
I thought he was quite old.
其实那个时候他才四十几岁。
Actually, he was in his 40s.
他四十几岁，他成了家。
So he was in his 40s. He had a family.
那时候他没有钱。
At that time, he had no money.
他就住在教会的会所里头。
He lived in the assembly hall.
他很特别的一个人。
He's a special person.
每次他的祷告都是在主面前流泪，说：“主啊，你救了我，你爱我。”
Every time when he prayed, he would shed tears. He said, "Lord, you have saved me. You love me."
他是做一个卖珠宝的一个经纪人。
He's an agent in dealing with jewelry.
有一天，医生跟他说。
So one day, a doctor told him.
你得了肝癌。
And you have liver cancer.
这是一个大事情。
This is a serious matter.
我还记得他在医院里头的时候。
I remember he was in the hospital.
医生说他的血不够了。
And the doctor said he doesn't have enough blood.
我们这些年轻弟兄啊，都用到医院去。
And so, as a younger brother, we all go to the hospital.
我们排队说，医生，你试试我的血能不能给他。
And so we all stood in line as if we could donate our blood.
因为他实在是个好弟兄。
He's truly a good brother.
他每天早上在这里祷告。
Every morning he would pray.
他对我当然对我有很多的批评，但是我很感激他。
And even though he had a lot of criticism for me, I truly am grateful for him.
医生说他活不长。
And the doctor said he doesn't have much time left.
那时候他就跟主祷告。
So at that time he prayed to the Lord.
他跟主说。
He told the Lord.
主啊，你要把我打走。
He said, if you're going to take me.
但是我现在还欠人家很多钱。
But now I still owe a lot of debt.
我不能够欠着人家的钱去见你的。
I cannot go see you with leaving these debts behind.
你好不好把我多留一阵子。
Can you give me a little bit more time?
让我把钱还清。
So I can pay back all the money I owe.
还有我的姊妹，她有五个孩子。
And then I have my wife, and they have five children.
我姊妹不知道怎么干活啊。
And my wife does not have a job.
好吧，好不好？你让我多活一阵子。
And can you let me live for longer?
我教会我的太太怎么去卖这些东西。
And I can teach my wife how she can take over my job to sell these things.
然后呢
？And then，
我也把我所有的关系能够，是他认识谁，认识谁，要叫他认知道嘛。
And then I can give her all the connections that I have, the relationship I have with these clients or people, customers.
那时候我才走吧。
And then I could leave then.
结果他好起来。
And then he got better.
主听他的祷告。
The Lord listened to his prayer.
他突然间好起来，好像什么事情都没有。
All of a sudden, he seemed to be all well again.
我还记得我们感谢主，我们祷告聚会说：“主啊，谢谢你，你听了教会的祷告。”
I remember at the time we were in the prayer meeting, we thanked the Lord and thanked the Lord that he listened to our prayers.
他好过来。
And he recovered.
他把所有欠的钱都还清。
And he paid up all the debts he had. He paid back all the money.
他叫了他的姊妹。该教的东西。
And he taught his wife all the things that she needed to learn.
然后他的癌症又复发了。
And then his remission was over. His cancer came back.
我还记得那天早上。
I remember that morning.
我很清楚。
I very clearly.
那天我翻译。
At that morning, I was translating.
你说在香港很多讲道的人都讲国语，我是翻广东话。
You know, in Hong Kong, a lot of preachers would talk in Mandarin. I would translate it into Cantonese.
那时候还不到二十岁吧。
At that time, I was not yet 20.
我站在这里翻译。
I would stand there to translate.
我要上去翻译的时候。
And I was going up to translate.
消息传来。
And there was news.
他被主接去了。
He was received by the Lord.
我好难过。
I was so sad.
我说主啊，这样的人你怎么可以把他接走啊
？I said, Lord, how can you take such a person?
我还记得我站在讲台上。
I remember I was standing on the pulpit.
那个弟兄讲什么根本不知道。
I don't even know what the brother was saying.
我像个机器一样。
I was like a machine.
他讲什么我翻什么，他讲什么我翻什么，我根本就不知道他讲什么东西。
Whatever he was saying, I was translating, but I don't know what he was talking about.
人家看我好的好端端的。
Other people can't tell.
我还记得我跟主说
I remember I said to the Lord
我说主啊
I said Lord
您这样的人你都拿走我服侍你还有指望吗
If you are taking such a person is there any hope for me to keep, continue serving you
我说主我服侍你还有指望吗
Lord is there any hope for me if I continue to serve you
这样爱你的人你把他拿走了
For a person who loves you so much and yet you have taken him away
我一直在翻译但我一直里头就是问这个问题
Even though I was translating physically, but inside me, I kept asking this question.
在那个时候
At that time,
我没有答案
I had no answer.
但我听到一句话
But I heard this voice.
来跟从我
Come follow me.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主
Thank the Lord.
生命里头有太多的人夺了我们的心
In our lives, there are a lot of people who have captured our hearts.
有很多的人教里头觉得非常非常爱他。
A lot of people would and cause us to love them a lot.
我们喜欢他。
We like them a lot.
我不知道为什么我失去了他。
And we don't know why we would lose him.
但主那天教了我一个功课。
But that day, the Lord taught me a lesson.
我从来不是跟随一个人。
I was never to follow a person.
我来服侍主，从来不是满足我自己要什么。
I was serving is not to satisfy anything for any of my want or need.
不是说我要这样做，主啊，你就照着我这样来吧。
It's not that I want to do this, and Lord, you help me to do it this way.
照着我的意思说，主啊，这个不能走的，这个不能拿走的。
And then according to my will, to say, Lord, you can't take this away.
这不可以。
This is not done.
It cannot be done.
But thank the Lord.
主是那么简单。
It's so simple.
来跟从我。
Come, follow me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
从那天我开始，我懂得。
From that day on, I understand.
有个年长弟兄这样说。
An elderly brother told me.
他说：“郭丁强啊，你只会唱高音，你不会唱低音的。”
He said, Brother Timothy, you know how to sing a tenor, but you don't know how to sing bass.
当然他的意思，你只会唱高调，在人生里头没有低潮。
He meant that you know only how to sing the high notes, you hit the highs, you don't know how to hit the lows in life.
可能是吧。
Maybe that's the case.
但我想不是吧。
But I think not.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我 在跟随主的路上，当然跌跌撞撞的走了很多不是那么平坦的路。
Along the way of following the Lord, maybe I fall sometimes, maybe it's not so smooth.
有很多事情在我身边发生，超过我所想象的。
A lot of things happen around me, something beyond what I can imagine.
有很多时候发生的不是我们高兴的事情。
Something that don't make me happy.
但是弟兄姊妹，
And yet, brothers and sisters,
我们知道一个事实。
But we only know of one fact.
我不敢说我学会了。
I dare not say that I'll claim that I have learned it well.
但只是提醒了我。
But it reminded me.
我们从来不是跟随一个人。
We are never to follow any one person.
我们从来不是因为你自己的心思而来服侍主。
We should never serve the Lord because of what your thoughts, according to your thoughts.
主有他的心意。
The Lord has his will.
我们要将来服侍他。
And we should serve him in his way.
就是在我生命里头，第二个影响我很大的人。
And the second person who influenced me a lot in my life.
虽然在座的弟兄们大概不认识他。
Maybe most of you don't know him.
因为他根本在所有聚会里头根本没有什么名字，根本人家都不知道。
He's not well known among the meetings in our circles.
然后他的生命只有四十几年，那么短暂。
And he only lived 40 some years.
但我真看见。
But I truly see.
一个人怎么活在神的面前。
How one person can live before God.
我应该讲到五点钟哈。那再讲一点故事吧。
I can tell more stories.
讲一个藏在我心里头不容易讲的故事。
There's a story that's been hidden in my heart and it's not easy to tell.
很可惜今天年轻人不在。
It's a shame that the younger people are not here.
我希望这个故事能够给你们一些的触动。
I hope the story can touch you some.
我一家有六兄弟姊妹。
I have, there are six children in my household, or six siblings.
我妹妹不在了。
My younger sister is no longer with us.
我的妹妹离开对我来说是一个最大的打击。
The departure of my younger sister is a greatest blow to me.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
我小的时候，我常欺负我的妹妹。
When I was younger, I would often bully my younger sister.
那时候不懂事嘛。
Because at that time, I didn't know better.
我偷偷去扭她。
I would go and pinch her.
她也够厉害了，她又偷我的铅笔啊，偷我的橡皮啊，总之她也偷我的东西。
And she would have her tricks. She would come and steal my pencils, steal my erasers and stuff.
那一天我学到一个扭人的方法，我就拿它做实验。
So one day I learned a new way of pinching someone, so I used her as an experiment.
结果她黑了一块，三天。
So she had a bruise for 3 days.
我记得很清楚。
I remember it well.
我的妹妹对我很好。
My younger sisters treated me well.
我还记得我要移民加拿大的时候。
I remember when I was about to immigrate to Canada.
她特别拿了假期陪我去加拿大。
And she specially took some time off of work to go with me.
能帮我怎么把我的家能够所谓 settle down, 帮我一下。
And she would help me settle down in a new place.
其实这样的一个妹子。
And this is my sister.
她很爱我，我也很爱她。
And she really loved me, and I loved her.
我现在我常想到她的。
Now I often think of her.
当然，我一家六口都，我一家六兄弟姊妹都不漂亮，但是她是唯一漂亮的女孩。
And even though our siblings are not that good looking, but she's the only one that's good looking.
她从小到大，她身旁不缺男孩子。
So when she was growing up, there's never a shortage of admirers of boys around her.
有很多男孩子在她身边。
There are a lot of boys around her.
她总告诉我很多她的爱情故事。
And she would tell me a lot of these romantic stories.
然后她那些，不能讲脏话哈，她那些人就打电话到家里头来找她。
Those people would call her up, call our house.
我们当时我们还没有成家嘛，所以都住在一起。
And so before we were all married, we were in the same house.
最气是什么？结果打电话来，连我都不叫一声，就直接 我要跟谁讲话？我说哪有没礼貌的
？These calls, they sometimes just call me and straight away ask for my sister without giving me respect.
还有，他不信主。
And also, they do not believe in the Lord.
所以我跟妹妹说，妹妹，你把他甩掉了，这个人不要了。
And so I told my sister, said, don't be with him anymore. He doesn't believe in the Lord.
但我妹妹说，我喜欢他。
But my sister said, but I like him.
我说，哎呀，不要，不信主的不能要。
And I told her that he's not a believer. You should never be with him.
她很艰难的把这个分开。
And so it was hard, but she separated with this boy.
没有男朋友了。
So she no longer had a boyfriend.
怎么办
？What to do?
主为她的预备。
The Lord prepared for her.
有一年参加在台湾的特会。
One year we went to Taiwan for a special conference.
这个不能讲得太详细啊，要不然五点钟我下不来。
I can't tell all the details, otherwise we can't finish by five.
刚好有一个他去游览嘛，只是我妹妹去参加那个特会，去游览，他就去游览。
And so after the conference, that she went on a tour.
然后游览里头有一个领队，那是个弟兄。
And the tour guide was a brother.
然后这个弟兄一看见我的妹妹，他大概就喜欢她了。
And so this brother, as soon as he lays eye on her, he liked her.
那我妹对他一点印象都没有。
And yet my sister had no recollection of this guy.
然后呢，我这个弟兄啊。他就一直想办法跟我妹妹联系。
And so this brother kept using all kinds of ways to try and get in touch with my sister.
从那个时候开始。
From then on.
他就追我的妹妹。
So he started to chase after my sister.
最遗憾是什么呢
？And what's unfortunately?
他是个军官。
He's in the military. He's an officer.
他不准离开台湾的。
He's not allowed to leave Taiwan.
所以他要到香港来看我的妹妹没办法。
He cannot come to Hong Kong to see my to visit my sister.
那时候他的官阶蛮高的，不要说那么细了，他官阶还是蛮高的。
At that time, I won't go into too much detail, but he's ranked rather high.
所以他虽然很喜欢我妹妹，去不了香港。
So even though he really liked my sister, he cannot come to Hong Kong.
这个人我佩服他。
So I admire this person.
每天一封信。
Daily he would write a letter.
哇，这年头真的厉害啊。
That's something else.
每天一封信啊，弟兄。
He would write a letter every day.
每天我妹妹就收到一封信，有的时候延误了，一天收两封，好，反正每天就是一封。
Every day we receive this letter. Sometimes there's a delay. Sometimes you get two in the next day.
那时候我妹妹想，这不对呀。
So at that time, my sisters were thinking, this is something wrong.
不能耽搁人家啊。
I cannot keep this person waiting.
因为我妹妹说，全世界的人我都可以嫁，就是台湾人不能嫁的。
And she said, I can marry anyone else in the world. I cannot marry someone from Taiwan.
台湾来的绝对不能嫁。
If someone's from Taiwan, I can never marry him.
讲英文没问题，讲国语不行。
And someone who talks in English, that's no problem. If somebody talks in Mandarin, No way.
因为我妹妹是 UT 毕业的，还不错的。
And my sister graduated from UT. It's a good school.
她的，因为她基本上她一天到晚就讲英文的。
Because she would be able to converse in English all the time.
她给我写信都写英文的。
And she would write to me in English.
所以英文她一点问题都没有。
She has no problem in English.
她说讲国语也不可能。
She said, but in Mandarin, that's hard, not possible.
她就怎么说呢
？So what did she say?
我不能这样子，我去台湾告诉她撕了这条信。
And I can't keep holding on, like keep him holding out like this. I have to go to Taiwan and tell him there's no hope, no future.
哦，在这个事情还没有发生以前，还有个小插曲。
Oh, before this, there's another story, side story.
因为我这个男孩子陪我妹妹走嘛。
And so this young man was keeping my sister company.
然后我妹妹看到那个街上的小吃啊，龙须糖，你们知道什么叫龙须糖吗
？So he was with my sister and they were walking on the street and they saw this special kind of candy.
我妈妈，我的妹妹说，哎呀，这个很好吃。
And so my sister said, oh, that would taste good.
你知道这个傻瓜他怎么做
？And so you know this fool, what did he do?
他写个信来说，你说你喜欢吃这个，但我不知道你喜欢什么味道。
And he said, I know that he wrote a letter and said, I know you like this kind of candy, but I don't know what flavor.
我每一个味道都买一盒。
I have bought a box of each type of flavor.
然后用航空寄过来给你。
And I used airmail and posted it to you.
哇，这个真厉害。
And that's something else.
然后我妹妹说我要去告诉他，让他死了这条心，别在我身上浪费时间。
So my sister said I have to go see him and tell him not to waste his time anymore.
他去了。
So she left.
这个弟兄有意思。
So this brother is interesting.
我说这个现在这个世界真的找不到了。
You never find such a young man in this world now.
早上七点钟。
In the morning at 7 o'clock.
拿了一束花。
And he would carry a bunch of flowers.
站在旅馆的门口。
He would stand at the door at the hotel.
不打门哦。
He would not knock.
等我妹妹开门的时候。就把花递给他。
He will wait for my sister to open the door and then.
不要打，真的不要惊动我所爱的。
And he does not want to wake up the beloved, so he will wait at the door quietly.
我告诉你，你将来的话，你总会动的。
I
总会动心的。
You would be touched.
那我妹妹说这不行啊，她就祷告。
And so my sister said, I can't keep doing this. So she prayed.
她说主啊。
She said, Lord.
我过去的男朋友我都丢了。
I've gave up all my boyfriends in the past.
这个会不会是你给我的呢？
Is this one whom you have prepared for me?
你都有一个感觉。
So she had this feeling.
你为什么不给他一个机会呢？
So why wouldn't you give him a chance?
我没想也对啊。
And so my sister thought, maybe that's right.
给他一个机会吧。
Maybe I should give him a chance.
这机会什么样呢？
So what kind of chance?
明天我就回香港。
So the next day, I'm going back to Hong Kong.
今天是我在台湾最后的一天。
Today is the last day I'm staying in Taiwan.
没有人知道我来台湾。
Nobody knows that I'm in Taiwan.
主如果是你给的话。
Lord, if it's, this is the one that you have planned for me.
今天你让我遇到一个人。
Today, let me run into someone.
这个人是我们两个都认识的。
This is someone that both of us would know.
这基本上是英文说 mission impossible.
And this is basically mission impossible.
我妹妹基本上在台湾哪有认识人？
Basically, my sister doesn't know anyone in Taiwan.
还有一个人，他们两个人都认识的。
And they had to be someone that both of them would know.
不可能的。
Impossible.
后那天，我妹妹说要走了。
So that day, my sister said she would leave.
那个时候，台湾人很喜欢喝茶。
At that time, the Taiwanese really like to drink tea.
那这个弟兄叫做 Paul.
So this brother's name is Paul.
Paul 就把我妹妹带到山上去喝茶。
So Paul took my sister to the mountain to drink tea.
喝完茶之后到飞机场了。
So after tea, they went to the airport.
这个戏就唱完了。
So this is the end of the drama.
喝完茶，什么事都没有。
So after the tea drinking, there's nothing happened.
那Paul就说，这样吧，我买个小茶壶，做咱们的一个纪念吧。
So Paul said, I will buy you a teapot as a souvenir.
好吧，就买吧。
Okay, let's go and buy this.
再买茶壶，就发觉这个茶壶的盖子啊，丢了一个绳子。
And so when they were looking at the teapot, they found out a string is missing that should attach the lid.
那个人说，你先别走，我去找个绳子来把它绑好。
And so that person told them to wait, and he would go and find some string to tie it back on.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就在等那个人绑那个盖子的时候。
Just when the person is tying the lid back.
有个车子开到山上来。
There is a car who drove up to the hills.
有些人你会认识他，有些人不认识他，就是张贵富弟兄。
And some of you might know this brother, 张贵富。
他带了一个讲员来。
And he brought a speaker.
一个讲员在他教会讲完道很累。
And the speaker finished preaching in his church, and he was very tired.
他说到什么地方休息一下。
He said, we should go and find some place to rest.
那张弟兄说，我带你到茶园喝喝茶休息吧。
And so this brother Chang said that I'll bring you to this place where you can have tea and you can rest.
就在等那个绳子绑茶壶的时候
，Just while they were waiting for the teapot to be tied to the lid，
张贵富弟兄出现
，And this brother Zhang appeared。
我妹妹认识张贵富弟兄
，And my sister know this brother Zhang。
因为我认识他，所以认识他。
And because I know him, then she knew him。
原来。那个时候我们一直都不知道，原来 Paul 也认识张贵富弟兄。
At that time, we did not know that Paul actually knew this brother Zhang as well.
为什么呢？
原来就是张贵妇弟兄邀请 Paul 去参加台湾特会的。
And because Brother Zhang is the one who invited this Brother Paul to attend that meeting in Taiwan.
这个 Paul 一直在宣道会聚会的。
And this Paul used to meets at the Alliance Church.
他从来不参加我们的聚会的。
He never used to attend our meetings.
就在那一刹那。
But in that moment.
两个都说张叔叔。
And both of them call out to Uncle Zhang.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那张贵妇弟兄看着他，哎呦，你们两个人走在一起了。
So brothers looked at them too and said, "So you two are together now?"
他老人家根本就不知道背后什么故事。
Of course, this elderly brother did not know the story behind it.
我完全不知道。
He had no clue.
他看见两个年轻人在山上喝茶，他就讲了那么一句话。
And he saw these two young people they were having tea together, and he just said this.
我妹妹回到香港。
So when my sister went back to Hong Kong,
她把这个故事跟我说。
And she shared the story with me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你还有话说吗？
Do you have anything else to say?
我当然反对我妹妹嫁出去啊。
Of course, I oppose for my sister to get married.
但我还有话说吗？
But there's nothing else I can say.
然后我跟我爸爸说。
And then I told my father.
我爸爸跟我但我妹妹跟爸爸说。
And my sister told my father.
我爸爸是典型的中国的军官。
So my father is a very classic Chinese officer.
他怎么说
？What did he say?
郭定强，你到台湾去看看这男孩行不行
？So Timothy, go to Taiwan check out this boy.
他老人家怎么会去啊
？Of course he, my dad cannot go.
他不去的。
He will not go.
你去看看行不行？回来报告给我听。
Now you go and check out this young man and come and give back a report to me and whether he's okay or not.
这是我的父亲。
And that's my father.
我受命而去啊。
So I was commissioned to go. I took this mission to go.
我看到这个 Paul.
I met this Paul.
他看见我，大哥来了，大哥来了。
And he saw me and said, "Oh, brother, brother, you're here."
他跟我说，我爱你的妹妹。
And he told me, he said, "I love your sister."
你好不好帮忙，就把你妹妹嫁给我
？Can you help me so that you can your sister would marry me?
我说你有什么凭据啊
？I said, "So what do you have for me?"
你怎么知道是主给你的？
How do you know that she's the one that the Lord wants to give you?
他就拿一张纸出来。
So he took out this piece of paper.
他跟我说。
He told me.
我十几岁就为我未来的配偶祷告。
I've been praying for my future spouse ever since I was a teenager.
我祷告了一点，我就写下来。
And I pray, one point I would write it down.
我还有一点，我又写下来。
There's another thing I think I'll write another one down.
我还记得 他跟我说的，我说主啊，将来我的太太不要戴眼镜。
I remember one thing that he told me is that in my future spouse she will not wear glasses.
那里头就说戴隐形眼镜怎么样
？And then inside there's a voice of how about contacts?
他可以，他要写下来。
That's okay. So he put that requirement down too.
如果我没有记错的话，大概有40条。
If I did not remember wrongly, there were about 40 different conditions.
我说大哥，你看。
He said, "Older brother, look at this."
你妹妹都是打勾的。
And for your sister, all the boxes are checked.
弟兄姊妹，我从来没有看过这么认真的年轻人。
Brothers and sisters, I've never saw a more serious young man.
我从来没看过一个人这么的认真，在主面前为了他将来的配偶这样的祷告，这样的寻求。
I never saw a young person who had prayed for the future spouse in such a serious manner.
我看见。
To seek God's will.
我看见，我没有话可以说。
When I saw this, I have nothing else to say.
我说好吧。
I said okay.
我回去就说跟我爸爸说。
I'll go and report this to my father.
然后他父母也出来了。
So his parents came out.
他说大哥啊，请你多美言几句啊。
They asked me, urged me to say some good words for him.
哎呀，他说你回去美言几句，我们喜欢他喜欢的不得了。其实他也对我妹妹认识有几天了。
And they asked me to say lots of good words for their son. I actually don't know my sister that well.
我回去给我父亲报告。
So I reported to my father.
我说老爸。
I said, Dad.
没话说了。
Nothing to say.
肯定是他了。
For sure, this is the one.
太多的证明了。
Too many evidence.
是他了，没错了。
It must be him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有很多时候我们不知道神的心意，可能我们不够认真了。
A lot of times when we say we don't know the will of God, it's maybe because we're not serious enough.
我们在主面前没有认真的向主要主我要知道你的心意啊。
Before God or before the Lord, we did not seriously ask Him for the, to know His will.
外国人说 ，make the long story short， 很快。
So to make a long story short，
他们结婚了。
They got married.
住在台湾。
They lived in Taiwan.
过了幸福的日子。
And they lived happily ever after.
当然有很多很多方方面面的摩擦，这是必然有的。
Of course, there are ways that they need to learn how to get along.
但是感谢主，他们是快乐的。
But thank the Lord, she was happy.
有一天，波收到一个通知。
One day, Paul received a notice.
在英国一个大学叫 Warwick.
In England, there is a Warwick University.
接受他念博士。
They accepted him in their doctorate program.
他是念那个做这个军舰的。
He was studying how to make a warship.
那现在他拿博士学位。
Now he was going for a doctorate degree.
这当然他能再上一层了。
Of course, he can go even more.
他念这个博士都是国家给钱的。
So to study in this doctorate program, everything be paid for by the government.
所以他就去了。
So he went.
他带着他的妻子，都是我的妹妹。
He brought his wife, that's my sister.
然后就到英国去。
They went to England.
在英国生下了我们第一个女儿。
And they had their first child, their daughter.
在这里用功的读书。
And he studied hard.
有一天，他听说一个国内来的家人，他们生了一个娃。
One day he said there's somebody from
China.
From China, they had a baby.
他家里没钱。
They had no money.
然后我的妹妹说。
And then my sister said.
我的孩子长大了一点，我们把过去这小我们女儿穿过的衣服啊，去送给她吧。
And so our daughter is getting a little older, so that we can give them what she cannot use anymore.
然后也传一点福音。
And also share the gospel with them.
然后去看看她。
And visit them.
那天吃过饭。
So after the meal.
还没有收拾。
And they still haven't cleaned it up yet.
那就开着车把衣服送过去。
And so they drove and took the clothes, the baby clothes, and drove to that house.
就在公路上。
Just on the freeway.
有一个喝醉酒的人。
There's a drunk person.
他逆向行车。
He was driving the wrong way.
Head on 就撞在我妹夫的车上。
So a head-on collision against my brother-in-law's car.
三个人。一刹那，主就把他踢走了。
So all three people, in that moment, the Lord took them.
你知道我去看他住的房子，我真难过的不得了。
You know, when I went and saw the house they lived in, I was I was in deep sorrow.
他们吃的饭菜还摆家里，我说，我想妹子啊，你居然吃这样的东西啊！
And I saw that the dishes that were left there haven't cleaned up yet. I saw my sisters eating such.Food.
怎么那么省啊？
They were very frugal.
当消息传来的时候，我说不是真的。
When the news arrived, I said this is not true.
我还记得我跑到洗手间里头，我把那个淋水的花洒一直冲着我。
I remember when I run to the bathroom and I had a shower on.
我跟主说这不是真的。
I told to the Lord and said this cannot be true.
你知道我里头有多难过。
You know how sad I was feeling.
我说主啊都是我的错。
I said, Lord, this is all my fault.
如果那天我没有去点头。
If that day I did not agree.
那就不会嫁给他。
Then she would never marry this guy.
不嫁给他就没有这个事儿。
If she didn't marry this guy, this would never happen.
如果我不是跟爸爸说可以嫁，我的妹妹就不用嫁了。
And if I didn't tell my father it's okay for her to marry, then my sister would never marry.
我难过极了。
I was very sad.
脸上的水是泪是水分不清楚。
On my face is water. I cannot tell whether it's tears or water from the shower.
这人还得要处理事情，对吧
？But we still have to take care of business.
我飞到英国去。
So I flew to England.
我爸爸不会去的，你放心，这个事情肯定是我做的。
My father would not go, but of course it's my job to do it.
我去英国替他办理各样的事情。
So I handle all the business that need to be done over in England.
所有的事情不用说了。
Of course, there are a lot of things.
我这个人从来不怕冷。
I was never afraid of cold.
但那天英国真的冷啊。
But that day it was really cold in England.
我想不是外头冷，我里头太冷。
I think it's not outwardly I'm feeling the cold, but inwardly I'm feeling the coldness.
那怎么办呢？
What should I do?
我到了处理我妹妹的事情。
So I was handling all the business.
我去收拾她的东西。
I was trying to sort out the things they had.
啊，这是最难过的时刻。
And that's the saddest moment.
其实是最不容易过的时候。
It is the hardest time.
那个时候教会要预备为她安葬。
At that time, the church was helping also the funeral matters.
那时候那个牧师就发个信息过来。
At that time, so the pastor sent me a message.
他说现在墓碑上头你要怎么写。
So he asked me what they should put on the marker, on the tombstone.
我的弟弟当然没有什么意见。
And my brother did not have any opinion.
他说哥哥你认为该怎么写。
My younger brother was asking me what should be written.
那时候我已经非常难过了。
At that time, I was already feeling very sad and in pain.
但我的有一句主的话。
But these words of the Lord.
就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
That's in 1 Thessalonians.
在应该在第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十节
Verse 10,
他替我们死叫我们无论行着睡着都与他同活
Chapter 5 verse 10 Who died for us that whether we wake or sleep we should live together with him
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
那时候主把这句话给我
At that time
我得到安慰了
the Lord had given me this verse and it really comforted me
我们主为我们死
Our Lord had died for us
然后现在不管我们是醒着还是睡了我们与他同活
So now whether we are awake or asleep we are living together with him
他活
He lives
我们信他人也活
We who believe in him also live
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我永远记得那一天早上
I will always remember that morning
那个很冷的不能再冷的早晨
That very very cold morning
英国就是这样的冷。
That's how cold England is.
我看见他们把我的妹妹、妹夫、我的小侄女放在地上的时候。
So I remember I see how they lower my sister, her husband, and her daughter to the ground.
我里头有一个感觉。
I have this feeling inside of me.
他们没有死。
They had not died.
他们是活的。
They're living.
因为主是活的
Because the Lord is living.
他与他同活
And they live with him.
弟兄姊妹我在那里得到安慰
But the sisters, I was comforted there.
虽然他身体好像埋在那个地方
Even though their bodies may be buried there.
但我里头实在得到安慰
But inside of me, I feel the comfort.
主啊他活的
Lord, he's living.
They are living. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这对我来说很大的改变。
For me, this is a great change.
二十年过去了。
It's been 20 years.
我里头想到她的时候，难免有很多的想法。
When I think of her, there are still many thoughts.
那时候，波博士已经写好他的论文。
At that time, Paul was already done with his paper, doctorate paper.
也通过他的口试。
He already passed his oral exam.
就等拿个证书。
He was just waiting for the certificate.
台湾的大学已经把教授的聘书为他预备好了。
In Taiwan, the university already prepared a letter offer for him.
前面摆着是人认为最完好的日子正要展开。
And these best days are ahead of them.
但主告诉我。
But the Lord told me.
主来好像贼一样。
The day of the Lord's return is like that of the thief.
主来到自己的园子。
The Lord came to his yard.
他看见这个果子最漂亮。
And he saw this fruit is the best.
这个果子最好。
And this fruit is the most beautiful.
主说，难道我不可以在我园子里头把最心爱的先拿走吗？
The Lord said, can I not take the one that I love most first?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个给我很大的安慰。
This has brought great comfort to me.
从那时候开始。
From then on.
我对主服侍主有不同的看法。
I have a different view in serving the Lord.
人生不知道有多长。
We don't know how long our lives will be.
地上给你很多的评价都是人家给的。
A lot of people may give you a lot of views and critiques.
我们都会说这句话，人生不在于长短，在于有没有意义。
And we know how to say this to other people. We know it's no matter, it's no, it doesn't matter how long you live. It matters what, how much value it has.
我妹妹走31岁。
When my sister departed, she was 31.
短。
Short.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
她活在神心意的里头。
She lived in the heart of God.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
这是我生命里头几件的事情
These are a few things happened in my life
在我生命里头给我的触动
And these are things that touched my life
给我改变
And they brought changes
我平常不讲的
I normally don't talk about these
我们在座有些跟我很熟的弟兄们大概也不知道这些的故事
Some of you here know me very well, but you might not know these stories.
可能你片段听我提过了一点
You might have heard little pieces here and there.
今天来到三藩市的特会
Today,
我把它都导出来了
I'm pouring it out here in San Francisco in a conference here.
但我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But my dear brothers and sisters,
我要讲的是什么
What am I saying?
我要告诉你们是什么
What am I telling you?
神在我们生命里头，他有着极大的怜悯。
God has great mercy in our lives.
在我们生命里头做不同的工作。
He works differently in each one of us.
要成全，他要在我们身上所要成全的。
He will perfect his work upon us.
可能外面人看你好像各样都很不错啊。
Others may look, may view you as you're all around good.
但弟兄姊妹
Yet brothers and sisters,
只有我们才知道
Only we know
我们怎么活在主面前
How we are living before the Lord
主量了什么在我们生命的里头
How much the Lord had measured for us in our lives
弟兄姊妹啊
Brothers and sisters
没有一样是偶然的
There's nothing that would happen by chance
没有一样是无缘无故的发生的
Nothing happened for no reason
我们不明白
We do not understand
但我知道
But we know
有一天我们都要明白
One day we will all understand
在天上我们要低头向主敬拜
In heaven we will bow and worship our Lord
那还有其他的故事呢今天不要再讲了
There are other stories but I will not tell today
我还准备了一些不过我想我应该停在这里
I have prepared more but I will stop here
我们低头祷告
Let's bow for a word of prayer
主在你大爱面前，我们承认说我们真不明白。
Lord, before your great love, we confess that we don't understand.
好像诗歌所说的。
Just like the hymn says.
像我这样的人，救来有何诸多
？Wretch like me, there are so many.
主，我感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不但拯救我们。
Not only you have saved us.
你在我们人生里头，你还精心地设计了我们的环境。
You have carefully designed our circumstances.
我们所遇见的每一个人。
Each person we encounter.
我们所遇见的每一个事情。
Everything that we encounter.
主，你都有你美好的旨意。
You have your good will behind.
主，帮助我们的弟兄姊妹。
Help our brothers and sisters.
活在你心意的里头。
Live in your heart desire.
我们好像保罗所说的。
Just like Apostle Paul says.
从今之后
From today on,
不为自己而活为我们这位死而复活的主而活
No longer live for ourselves but live for the Lord who has died and lived again
主我们自己做不来
Lord we cannot do it ourselves
主我们求你
Lord we ask you
主你来做
You would do it for us
照着你的旨意做成你要做的
According to your will accomplish what you will
因着你的大爱
Because of your great love
我们就勇敢地把自己放在你的手里。
that we dare to put ourselves into your hands.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.